cold, cold January evening. I mean, it's time, isn't it? We've had a pretty good mild winter so far. It's time for it to get cold. What, you know, what you expect? It's wintertime. It's going to get hot in summer. It's going to get cold in winter. That's what the Lord said. Might as well just get ready for it. Put you on some thick socks and wiggle your toes. And being cold is just a part of life. Philippians chapter 4 this evening. I'm gonna pray again, and we're gonna pray for these that I mentioned earlier tonight. And I want us to have a special prayer for Brother Price, Miss Janie. Let's see, who else am I forgetting? That's been really sick with flu and virus and stuff like that. Let's remember them. So if you got something or somebody on your heart you want us to pray for tonight, Lord knows who it is. And let's do that right now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your blessings on our life. We come before you as a group this evening with our hearts in one accord, asking you, God, to touch Miss Janie down yonder. I pray that you'd bless Brother Bill over there in the hospital in Lenore. I pray for every bus kid that we have tonight, they'd be warm and that you'd work in their family, their mama and their daddies. I pray for every bus driver, every bus worker. Lord, the buses won't freeze this weekend and they'll all start. And God, I pray that you'd just meet with us in a mighty way this Sunday. Lord, I pray the Holy Ghost will come down and do a mighty work. Fill this place full of people and power. God, I pray for those out here in the world tonight that are hurting. Them it's cold. Them it's lonely. Them it feels like they don't have a friend in the world. I pray for them. God, I ask you, Lord, that your will be done in our lives. Thank you for everybody that made their way out tonight. May your will be done in our hearts. We love you and bless our study tonight. Give us wisdom from your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. What I want you to do, I want you to look with me in Philippians chapter 4, hold your Bibles open, and we're going to see seven things in this one chapter that the believer, a Christian, has. I think we live far below our privileges most of the time as Christians. Most of the time, God wants to do way more for us. Oh, I'm sorry, Cindy. Cindy just had heart surgery yesterday. I'm so sorry. Let's pray again. Lord, we do pray again now for Cindy, Lord Riddle, over yonder in the hospital. Lord, I pray that you'd touch her. I pray she continue to get well as Mr. Parker. Miss Parker and others have been sick. I pray that your hand will be upon them. Lord, we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 How's she doing good today, Shelley? Amen. She had that surgery just yesterday. I'll continue to pray for her. Amen. Now, as I said, we live far below our privileges as Christians. So, and everybody you meet nowadays said, I just need something from the Lord. I need the Lord, a fresh touch. I need the Lord to do something for me. I need the Lord to, I just need, and what they're looking for is some new preacher they've never heard of or some singing group they know or some song. When everything you need is right here in this book. Amen? It's right here in this book. A new singing group ain't going to do for you what you can get out of that book right there. I know people that travel from church to church to church to church to church looking for that super spiritual that don't exist. Amen? If you're looking for a man to do what needs to be done for your soul, there ain't no such man. If you're looking for a singing group or a song to do what needs to be done in your soul, it ain't going to happen. I know some boys, young boys, they'll go to this church for a while and they'll really like it and eat it up. As soon as they find out, we know that. They go to another, boy, this is it. Glory to God, we found the Lord. And about 6 months later, boy, this is it. Have you ever heard so and so? And you'll never be satisfied. You know why? You're cheating. You're cheating. You refuse to seek out the Lord yourself on your knees and in the Bible, and you're looking for it from somebody else. Now, we ought to get all the help we can get from other people, but I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to beat what you can dig out of this Word right here. And you know, I know what I'm talking about. I've heard all the preachers. I listened to two or three sermons today. Fired my soul up. But it ain't what you can get out of this. You can get something out of that right there, but you can't get no way or no how else. If you don't read your Bible, you will not make it right as a Christian. You've got to get in that thing and read it. Everybody needs what I'm going to talk about tonight. Everybody needs what we're going to study tonight. The ones who need it most are the ones who hear it the least. Like when I preach on the bus ministry, I'll preach real hard on visiting the bus ministry. You know who comes to the altar? The people that go in bus ministry and bus, that's just the way it is. The ones that you really preaching to, it don't faze them. Their mind's already made up. And, it's like this. The people that need this worst ain't here tonight. And it's just the way it is. Their mind made up. Ain't no hope for me. I'm tired. Now listen, I'm gonna show you 7 things in this that ought to make you shout, and it'll help you through the valley that you're in, or through the discouraging time that you're going through, or toward the low time that you feel like you're in your Christian life. I've been saved since I was 18 years old, and not much of the Christian life is spent on the mountaintop shouting the victory. Not much. Every now and then. God don't want us to stay on the mountaintop shouting the victory all the time. That'd get old. So, we go through valleys. We go through hard times. Here, look at it. Philippians 4, we'll start with verse 6. Be careful for nothing. In old English, careful means worry, like care about. It don't mean careful like we tell them, be careful out there in the street playing. We tend to define it like that. Careful in the New Testament means careful. Don't worry about everything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. The first thing I want us to see in this chapter is the privilege of prayer to help us. The privilege of prayer to help us. Now, I think most of the time we get cheated out of the blessing of the privilege of prayer. That the Bible said we ought to let our request be made known to God. I'm supposed to let the Lord know what I need and what I want. Let my request know. Okay, I got requests. Lord, I know. How many of you have a family member that ain't right with God, and you're praying for them, and you start praying for them, and the devil says, it ain't going to do no good. You know good and well they ain't going to change. You know that. You know that you're wasting your time praying. How many ever felt like that? Raise your hand. I have just recently. Now I'm telling you, according to that verse right there, that's the devil talking to you. It is doing some good. If you got a family member that you're estranged from, and they're mad at you, and you're mad at them, or if you're mad at them, you need to get right. But if they're mad at you, pray for them. Pray for them. Let your request be made known to God. Dear Lord, work on our... Listen, He's our Father. If my girls come to me and they say, Daddy, please, I might say, no. If they come to me and say, Daddy, they say, Daddy, can we have ice cream? No. Daddy, can we... No. That, no. How do you know what we're going to ask? It don't matter. No. That's the way, because they sort of get on your nerves when they're little. But you know what? If they keep on and on, and first thing you know, I start feeling sorry for them. Next thing you know, and the Bible says, how much more shall your Father, Heavenly Father, give to them that ask Him? Listen, if old sorry, good-for-nothing sinners like us can be touched and give our kids what they ask for, you know the Lord. Now, I want to say this. If you're praying for your brother and he's mean as a devil, and you say, well, I prayed for him and nothing ain't happened. You got to remember this. God's not going to override a person's free will. He's not going to smack your brother and make him be good. I promise you one thing. If you pray for him, he's dealing with him. I promise you. I've asked the Lord. It'd be like this. I've done this before. Don't think I'm weird, because I... what if I wasn't going to be here tonight? And I said, Brother Dusty, would you tell Jimmy that I owe him $5 and I'll give it to him Sunday. Would you tell him that, please? And he'd say, sure, I'll tell him that for you, Brother Danny. You know what I've done? I've asked the Lord to do stuff like that for me. Lord, you know where so-and-so's at. Would you tell them that I'm not mad at them and that everything's all right? I believe He does. If I ask Dusty to tell Jimmy that I'd like to talk to him or something, you know the Lord will do it. I got people mad at me right now, and I say, Lord, would you tell them this or that. And I believe they're sitting at home one day and the Lord says, did you know this or that? I'm still mad. See? Now see, He won't override their free will. He's not going to make them deserve. But y'all believe that? You believe the Lord can talk to people? He sure can, buddy. He's talked to me before, hasn't He talked to you? As a matter of fact, the devil talks and the Lord talks. And the more we pray, the more the Lord talks. And the more you pray for your loved one, the more the Lord will talk to them. You say, well, they won't listen to me. Yep, he can come right through their walls of their house, buddy. I mean, he can go in the jail cell. He can go behind the hospital in the intensive care and comfort their heart. I don't know, there may be somebody in here that has an illustration. If you do, raise your hand and tell us. There might be a time when you was praying for somebody and bang, boy, there it was. Or something like that. But the Bible talks about the privilege of prayer. Just think about that. While you were sitting at home today all depressed and thinking everything, the Bible had an answer right there. Let your request be made known to God. Talk to the Lord about it. You say, well, I got a problem with the church, preacher. Talk to the Lord about it. You say, I got a problem with you, Brother Danny. Talk to the Lord. Talk to me about it. You don't even have to go through Him. If somebody won't listen, go through the Lord. If you won't talk to me, talk to me. And then you talk to the Lord about it. And then we'll get the Bible and see what the Bible says. Amen? You don't go around through life defeated and depressed and, oh me, and everything's awful and how am I going to make it and everything. Now listen, you may hit bottom once in a while, but bless the Lord, a Christian ought to have more victory than a lot of us have a lot of time. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, people, God's still on His throne. He ain't went out of business. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask or think. And that book said, you tell Him what you want. I like that old song we sing, Jesus on the main line, tell Him what you want. It's sort of a weird kind of a hippie, gospel, charismatic, rock and roll. Somebody had a good thought, Jesus on the main line, tell Him what you want. And that's the truth, brother. He's on the main line, glory to God. Tell Him what you want. That's right. You say, well, I may not get it. Well, you sure ain't going to get it if you don't ask. You sure ain't going to get it if you don't ask. Just like you ask your husband. Ladies, you know how to ask your husband. This ain't the way to ask your husband. Why don't you do this? That ain't going to get you nothing. Honey, I know you're busy. That'll get you somewhere. That'll get you somewhere. But if you could, it would mean a lot to me. There you go. That's where you get something from the Lord. Humble yourself. Lord, I don't think He's right to say, I know you're busy. I've heard people say, I know you're busy. He ain't got too much on Him. He knows every hair on everybody in the world's head. Amen. So a bumper sticker one time said, God has all the hairs on your head numbered. And in parentheses it said, and your wig too. That's right. Think about that. God knows, He knows all the fish in the sea, brother. Amen. He knows every bird that's flying around out there. Glory to God. He knows everything. I'll never get through this if I don't move, but I think we get cheated. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, look at that verse, let your request be made known to God. Be careful for nothing. What does that mean? Instead of worrying about it all the time, let your supplication and prayer with thanksgiving. Don't come forward and say, Lord, I'm just so aggravated and sick. Man, God, why don't you do that? Come before Him and say, Lord, I thank You for all You've done. Thank You I'm in hell. Thank You, Lord, for blessing me. Thank You, Lord, for my help. Thank You, Lord. Lord, God, we had our ball game last night, and Tim, coach, prayed, and he said something that really hit me, boy. All them guys standing around there, and he said, we ought to thank God that we've got the help to get out here and run. And I said, amen, that's right. How long has it been since you thanked God for your health? You say, well, preacher, I've got some bad health issues. Maybe you do, but you're a lot better than some people. You walked in here tonight. If you walked in here tonight, you got pretty good health compared to a lot of people. Lord have mercy, I was down there at the rest home the other day, and I seen this woman. She was in there and just in that bed, and you see another one. They got things going in their nose, and they're just laying there. And I mean, this ain't all old people. You go in the hospital, there's little kids, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. So that when you come with supplication and thanksgiving. Lord, thank You that I hadn't had to hear no bad news today. Thank You, Lord, that we had something to eat today. You ought to thank the Lord for heat in your house tonight. You ought to thank the Lord you got food on your table tonight for supper and in your refrigerator and up in the cabinet. If you've got cereal in the boxes in there, if you've got bologna and cheese in your refrigerator, if you've got bread in a bag or whatever the plastic bag they put it in, if you've got cheese, if you've got brother, if you've got coffee, if you've got peanut butter, if you've got ham, you're rich. Amen. If you've got beef, God's been good to you. Now you start thanking Him with supplication. We don't just go to the Lord and beg for this, beg for that, beg. We go with thanksgiving, with supplication. Lord, I thank You. You've been so good to me. Now, Lord, You know my heart's burdened. And God, would You please help me with this situation? God, I need Your help, Lord. Please. Lord, please, God. And then thank Him through that. Lord, have mercy. Bible said, let your request be made known to God. Let them be known to God. Anybody got a help or comment or a question on that right there? All right. Let's look at this next verse. Verse number 7. Number 1, we have the privilege of prayer to help us. Number 2, we have the peace of God to keep us. We have the peace of God to keep us. Verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding. That's something the world can't get. They can't understand. We can't even understand. Look at it, Christians. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know how you get it? Through Christ. You know what it is? Peace of God. You know what it'll keep? Your heart and your mind. You say, well, my mind driving me crazy. I've had people tell me, my mind driving me crazy, preacher. I'm just having all kinds of crazy thoughts and I can't control my thoughts. That Bible said the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind. You know why some of y'all can't keep your mind and your heart right? Because you won't let Him. You won't do what the first verse said, and therefore you don't get the blessing of the second verse. But I'm telling you something. I've been guilty. I don't know why we do it, but we let the devil cheat us so much. We let the devil cheat us from the victory that's ours in the Lord tonight, people. Lord in mercy. We are saved, ain't we? Say amen if you're saved. Now, if you're saved tonight, listen. Old Sarge back there, it's Friday's his birthday. God's been good to him. Happy birthday, Sarge. Amen. Maybe you have many more. Amen. Friday's his birthday. Somebody else in here might have a birthday this week. Anybody else? Anybody else have a birthday this week? Well, listen, God's been good to you. You seen your life then, didn't you? God's been good to you. The Lord has blessed you. The peace of God. I'm going to tell you, I've been alive for a while now, and I ain't never in my life felt anything that was better in the soul than the peace of God. There's the peace of God, there's the peace with God. And I'm telling you, have you ever been really right with God, just God's peace flooded you? Have you ever been in a situation where everybody around you's panicking and you've just got peace down in your soul? Lord have mercy. I was listening to Larry Brown today, and he was preaching about Job, and he's preaching about Samson, about Samson. I think that first message was about Samson, right? He was talking about, this ain't what I'm going to talk about. He had all them foxes tied 300 fox tails together and set them on fire. How would a man catch 300 foxes? Can you imagine? Go out there and try to catch 300 of them tonight. Lord have mercy. He caught 300 foxes, tied their tails together and set them on fire in a man's cornfield. That guy was something else. I'm telling you, he was something else. Judges, that's something else. I've been thinking about us doing a study on it. That's one of the wildest books in the world, is the book of Judges. Not just in the Bible, in the whole world. But anyway, he's talking about, he's preaching. Are y'all cold? Everybody all right? I'm going to sweat either way. Feels a little cool down here on the floor. But anyway, he said he's preaching down in Arkansas, and 69. According to that, and set on 68, I'll get 1 degree. He says he's preaching down in Arkansas, and he said, somebody told him, he said, preacher, he said, the richest man, Alabama, ain't that what it was? Alabama. And he said, the richest man in Alabama is going to be here tonight. He said, I prayed, and I done had my message ready and everything, and You know, Brother Larry's a, he's sort of a happy sort of a preacher. He's always seemed like he's happy on top of things and everything. And I know he ain't, but he seemed like he is. And it helps a lot of people to see somebody like that. And he said, I done have my message ready and everything. He said, well, sure enough. He said, the guy showed up, they said, at that time, was the richest man in the state of Alabama. He said he owned a food line, the food line chain. You get down in there, there's a whole lot more food line. I mean, there's food line here, but they ain't nothing like they are down. Food line chain, I don't know if it goes all over the United States, but there's a bunch of them. It'd be like Ingles here, a lot worse. Food line. Own them things. And he said he was a multi-billionaire, maybe something like that. He said him and his wife, sure enough, he said they came that night. He said they looked like they stepped out of a magazine. And he said I got up and I just preached just like I always do. He said I had no idea what they'd think about it. I didn't know if it was atheist. I didn't know what. And he said after it was over, that man dressed, I mean, him and his wife immaculately. I mean, had anything a person could want. He come up and he shook Larry Brown's hand and he said, here's what that man said. He said, I'd give half of what I have if I could feel half of what you say you have. That's what he said. He said, I'd give half of everything I've got if I could feel what you say you're feeling right now. He could see the peace of God. He could see the victory. He could see the joy. He could see Brother Larry happy in the Lord. He said, I'd give half everything I've got if I had half of what you got. And Larry said, it's a deal. He said, I'll give you half of what you got. He said, I can get it back. But he said he's just kidding with him there a little bit. And you know what? Hey, people. Hey, young people. Y'all that got right with the Lord at camp. Y'all that got right with the Lord at the youth rally and everything. When you have the peace of God in there, Justin Bieber would give everything he's got to have what y'all felt over there. He just don't know where it's at or how to get it. You don't get it by money. You get the peace of God flooding our soul. Lordy mercy, people. I ain't faking. I'm holding back. I'm afraid if I let go, y'all will think I am faking. I'm happy in my soul tonight. I'm glad I'm safe. I'm glad I know the Lord. I'm glad I know that I've got a home to go to when I die and leave this world. And the Bible said the peace of God will keep our hearts and minds. You know how to keep from going crazy? Let the peace of God keep your heart and your mind. Otherwise, you'll go crazy. Amen. You won't keep, I ought to preach on that, shouldn't I? How to keep from having a nervous breakdown. Let the peace of God keep your heart and mind. I don't know if people say, I just ain't got time to go to church. I'm going here and I got this deal and I'm doing it. And this is trying to mess up and I, oh, get him on the phone. Put him on there. Why didn't you go there? I told you to do that and now we're going to lose all this money. I'll be with you in just a second. Just shut up, everybody. Boy, you're really happy, man. All that money is really making you happy. Well, I don't know who she thinks she is. I don't know. She makes me sick, too. Well, tell her I'm going to be there. Don't tell her. I don't want her to come. And all, ain't you happy, lady? You know what you can do? You can get right with God and let the peace of God flood your soul and it'll keep your heart and your mind. I've been through some stuff, y'all. I mean, I've been hit with some when I was 25 years old. And by the grace of God I made it, knock a lot of people out. God's grace kept me. And the only thing that kept me is I made myself read my Bible and pray and listen to Christian music while I went to sleep. And He kept my heart and my mind through Jesus Christ. He kept me. The peace of God. I know a man one time said, well, my wife left me. He come to, I said, man, you better hang in here. You know what he done? Went out and got drunk. Do you honestly think going out and getting drunk is going to make you have peace in your heart and your mind? Well, you're going to go crazier than you already are. Well, that's going to make it worse. She's on the wrong side of God, so it ain't going to help you if you get on the wrong side of God. Stay with God, brother. Stay with the Lord, sister. Stay with the Lord, teenager. It don't matter if your boyfriend dumps you. Stay with God. If your husband walks out on you, you stay with God. He'll keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know how most people try to keep their heart and mind now? not through Christ, through a pill. I'm just so depressed. Pot. Well, that's really going to heal you up. Well, I'm tired. Pot. I'm not tired. Pot. I can't go to sleep. Pot. I can't wake up. Pot. I feel bad. Pot. I feel really good. Pot. Calm me down a little bit. I mean, wake up pills, stay up pills, lay down pills, stay down pills, happy pills, sad pills, everything. And it's in the book. It's in the book. Jesus, God will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Not a pill. A pill is like scratching a mosquito bite for a few minutes, and then you want to scratch it again, and then you want to scratch it again, and then you want to scratch it again. It ain't going to make it better. It ain't going to make it better. The Bible said the peace of God will keep you. It passeth all understanding. You know, I like that. Look at verse 7 again. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. Brother Dusty, that means we can't even understand it. It passes understanding. Like right now, I got peace in my heart and I can't even understand how. I know I don't deserve it. I don't know how He does it. I mean, my body, I mean, I ain't hurting, but I'm hungry. I mean, I fast today. I'm not satisfied in the flesh. I know, do you know what I got? Peace! Can I understand that? No! It comes through the Lord. The Lord does that. You can't understand it. You can't understand how a Christian can just keep going and their mind clear and their heart. You say, how do they do that with everything going wrong around? It's by its understanding. You can't understand it. You can't understand the peace of God, but it's real and it works. Just because you can't understand it, don't mean it don't. I don't understand how they can push water around out there and push up something and generate electricity and come down through 1,000 miles of wires and come out here and turn the lights on. I don't understand that. But I ain't going to sit around in the dark till I figure it out. I'm going to turn the lights on and enjoy it. I don't understand it. It's past understanding how the peace of God can keep our hearts and minds. But I'm going to use it, buddy. I'm going to use it. Amen. Is your marriage with your kids? With the in-laws? Have you got somebody that just absolutely drives you up a wall? We all have people. I get tore up. If one of my girls is got problems, or the kids, Carrie come in Sunday morning. She said, Daddy, pray. I think she might talk to somebody. She might talk to you about it, Tracy. I don't know. Anyway, she come in all tore up. Don't tell her I said this. She's back yonder. And she said, come in all tore up. She said, Daddy, pray for Dax. I said, what's wrong? She said, Dax got a hold of one of them energy drinks, that super energy, one a little bit 5 hour energy, and drunk the whole thing. Dax. Like, he needs energy. Her kids need Ritalin. Whatever that stuff is. A beating and Ritalin. And I know, ain't Ritalin what's supposed to calm them down? Is that right? Anyway, I said, why? She said, he asked me, could he have a sip of it? And I said, yeah. And he drunk the whole thing. I said, I would kill him. As little as he is, Lord, he don't weigh but like, I don't know, 70, 60, 70 pounds. I said, I can't even drink one of them things. One time I was coming home somewhere and I thought I was going to get killed. And it was about, I'd never heard, and I thought, well, they said, that's just like drinking 5 cups of coffee, and I don't drink coffee. And I drug another, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was like, I couldn't close my eyes when I got home. My eyes wouldn't close. And then monster drink. Little kids ain't supposed to drink a monster drink. There's a place on cases where they died. There's cases where kids died. What I do now, if I have to drive long or I need anything, I drink about 2 sips, just a little tiny sip of something like that. And that's like drinking 3 cups of coffee. Some people drink several cups of coffee or Pepsi or whatever. And I don't know what is them things. Caffeine? Is that what they are? But there's been cases where little kids have drunk them monster drinks and died. And I'm not saying they're wrong. I mean, if you're big enough, and same as drinking coffee, I reckon, except if you don't have to stop and go to the bathroom every 15 minutes. She said, Daddy, what am I going to do? I said, his heart will be going 90 miles an hour, Carrie. I said, you better do something about that. And she was scared. And I said, "Oh Lord, oh Lord." And I was between before Sunday school, and I said, "Oh Lord, oh Lord. It don't matter about nothing in here. Oh Lord, don't let Dax have a heart attack right here." And he's 8 years old. And she called somebody, and they said, "Well, he'll probably be all right. Just let him drink a lot of fluids and stuff, and get it on out of him, and whatever." And but you know, if something's wrong with my kids or them, I feel it. When you're worried about one of your kids, or one of your kids ain't living like they should live, or you're worried about one of them being bachelor or something, it'll tire you up. It'll tire you up. And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that'll keep your heart and mind is the peace of God through Jesus. That's the only thing. Just remember me saying this. The peace of God will keep my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Same way with your marriage. Your husband, full of the devil. Your wife, full of the devil. Both of you full of the devil. You can't do nothing for them, but you can get right yourself. You can't make somebody else, but you can get right yourself and say, "Lord, keep my heart and mind. I've done it. You've done it." Probably most of you in here have a mate that won't even speak to you and lay there and say, "Lord, please God help me. Lord, please God help me. Oh God, have mercy on me. I remember back when I was young. I mean, bad time." You can't make them do nothing, but you can have God's peace in your heart. Amen? Hallelujah. And He'll keep you from going crazy. He'll keep you from turning to drugs. Keep you from turning to alcohol. The peace of God. Okay, I've done talk over my time here. I had 7 things to show y'all tonight, and I gave you 2 of them. Amen? But the peace of God will help you. Anybody want to say something or make a comment? Miss Desi, come up here and play, and let's pray tonight. I want us to just pray and ask God to fill us with His Spirit, and God to give us help. God to give us hope. Lord, we're so sorry. God, we ain't fit to shoot. Lord, we're guilty of sin. Lord, we're guilty of failing You. We're guilty of doubting. We're guilty of not being to our families, our mates, our kids, our fellow members, our people who we work with. We're guilty, Lord. Please forgive us tonight. And Lord, may the peace of God keep our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Have Your way in our hearts tonight. Do what ought to be done. Lord Jesus, we love You tonight. You know our heart tonight, Lord. You know my heart tonight. God, You know, Lord, I want to be right. Lord, I do. Lord, my heart, God, is in Your hands tonight. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray in the name of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost, that You would touch every single person in here tonight. Thank You for everybody that's here. I pray that You would bless every single person. May Your will be done in our lives. We'll thank You and praise You and give You the glory. Lord, if there's somebody here tonight, Lord, who's not right with You, Lord, help them tonight. Lord, help them right now. God, just to trust You and live right and do Your will and dedicate their life to You right now. Lord, if there's somebody here backslid, cold on You, Lord, just like it's cold outside, that's the way their heart is toward You. Right now, warm that heart up. Warm it up tonight, Lord. God, warm that heart up. We'll thank You and give You the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, hallelujah. God bless you tonight. You're at liberty to go. Fellowship. Everybody be friendly to everybody. Don't miss Sunday school. Sunday morning. Be here on time, y'all. On time for Sunday school. Lord will bless you for it. Amen. Go ahead, Miss Desi.